And statistically, the number one contributor to whether or not your child is going to face childhood obesity is what their parents are doing. So if their parents are embracing an active lifestyle, if their parents are modeling good eating habits, then the kid is not likely to have those problems. Similarly, if the parent is obsessed with weight, if the parent is telling them that their value is coming from their weight, like Ben Stiller's character is doing in this movie, then the kid is going to see, they're either going to go the other way and emotionally eat, or they're going to develop an eating disorder.
Welcome to another episode of Is This for Kids? I am Jonathan Bearded Blubbins.
And I am Katie, Mrs. Ruby.
And wow, do we have an episode for you today. Another 1990s throwback movie that was wildly famous. A little controversial back then, but not really, and kind of controversial now.
Yeah.
Heavyweights with Ben Stiller and many other famous actors, including the guy from Mighty Ducks.
Oh, several characters from Mighty Ducks, actually. Yeah.
They were all kind of famous
Goldberg
back then.
Goldberg Foley was in there twice, They were just kind of like recycling child actors through various different things at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them felt the effects of that.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
So sorry about Bug Hall.
But I do have to ask, like, do you remember watching this movie as a kid?
No,
you didn't.
I literally never saw this movie as a child. So watching it for this podcast was the very first time I'd ever seen it.
Interesting. So I saw it, I'm 98% sure that I saw it at home on like the Disney Channel. I'm pretty sure there was a summer where it was just running on repeat, and I watched it, and I probably watched it four or five times because that's just what we did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We'd watch the Disney Channel original movies over and over. I don't think it was an original movie, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I just remember always being slightly uncomfortable with it, but thinking it was kind of funny. And then I watched it again, and I was kind of like, wow, interesting.
Yeah.
I have so many conflicting thoughts, which we're going to get into, but do you want to first give us a little summary of of Heavyweights?
So this is a 1995 movie. You can watch it now on Disney Plus. It's a bunch of, let's call them portly children, who were sent to a camp by their parents due to their weight. Lovingly, we would call this a fat camp, which we would not use this term. But
although if I could go to a fat camp right now, like I would. If I could go for a month, and you know what I mean?
I don't know. But so the summer starts out, like, it seems like the camp is actually quite body positive, that the goal is to, like, teach the children to, you know, use their bodies but not make them feel shame or anything like that. But it becomes evident that the owners have maybe financially mishandled something or been swindled in some way, and now the camp is being taken over by Ben Stiller's character, who is, just for the record, the same character he played in Dodgeball, but just...
And Zoolander.
Zoolander, he was dumb, not mean.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was dumb in Zoolander, not mean. But he's so same guy. He's like a hyper-fit tyrant who's putting them on crazy diets, who's teaching them that their worth comes from their body shape, and he apparently used to be heavy when he was a child, but overcame it through a series of diets and self-loathing, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
And so he's very much abusive to these children, and the children eventually revolt and take back the camp. So that's the generalized premise of the movie.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So
I'm so curious what you're going to say here.
I'm sorry. Heavyweights is one of those things that I just don't feel like I really have the right to an opinion about, because I've always been a small person. My mom is small. My dad is small. Just genetically, I'm not predisposed to be in this kind of a scenario. So for me, it doesn't feel like it's my place to say if this is funny or not. I know the reason we didn't watch it when we were kids is that my mom felt like it was not appropriate or kind. I posted on Twitter about it, like, hey, did you watch this movie growing up, and did you think it was funny? Because I was just curious, like, do people think this is funny? Because I watched it and I was just like, these poor children, like, who is cheating them this way? And I'm like looking at the statistics on like how this is going to affect them long term and whether or not they're going to get eating disorders. And but oddly, my Twitter respondents, which was nearly 1,000 people, responded to this thing.
What?
Saying overwhelmingly they thought it was funny. When they were kids. And then a couple of the comments were people who were like, I was heavy growing up and I thought it was funny. And that was sort of a theme in the comments. There weren't a lot of comments, but like, okay. So like, I don't know that I'm the right person to make that kind of assessment, but maybe it's affirming for people who are
What
heavier.
Do you think, John? Is it affirming?
Hey John.
I was actually a scrawny kid growing up.
Yeah.
Pretty athletic as well until I was like 21. And then developed no relation, by the way, to turning 21, where I got the potential beer belly here.
Not at all.
That we are currently actively losing and getting shredded because it's swole season.
Right. I had the opposite problem. Like, I got made fun of for having chicken legs, and now I lift weights as often as humanly possible. Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember being uncomfortable watching it when I was a kid, but thinking it was kind of funny, but not knowing if I had permission to laugh. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, I was never mean to people for being overweight. Like, maybe like in a fight, if someone, you know, like was saying something rude, I would say something to try to hurt their feelings and maybe say something about that. But like, I don't think overall as a general rule that I ever bullied anyone. Especially not for that. And so it was just uncomfortable as a kid. Rewatching it now, I don't know. I thought it was slightly funny. Probably not. I mean, the way that so much has changed. We are in such a different place now than we were in 1995. I almost think that we've gone like the opposite way where we like can't ever challenge anyone to be healthy, right? Yeah. So like when I stream on Twitch, and I'll have tons of people in there, and like every once in a while you get trolls, right? And someone comes in and just like, "What up, fatty?" Like, and it's whatever. It doesn't like, it really doesn't mean much to me because I don't know who they are, and like clearly it's not like I'm, it's not a surprise to me, you know, that I have a gut. But it's like, and then people are, they'll respond, "Oh, John, don't worry. Like, you're perfect just the way you are. You're so handsome." And like don't, and I'm just
anyone
like,
anyone who knows you do not need that help. Like, you wake up. I already up am a
confident
morning.
Person.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, there has never been a more perfect specimen of human.
I do think I'm a handsome guy, but like, you know, I do want to lose some pounds for sure. And so the last thing I need is somebody being like, "Jimmy, don't worry about what anyone else says. You should just continue ordering Taco Bell at 2 o'clock in the morning and eating whatever you want, whenever you want."
Don't do that.
Like, that's not healthy. I'm not going to live long like with my like, for my kids. And so it's just, I think that we do need to be like, hey, it's here's what it means to be healthy.
Yeah.
And know that there are many ways of achieving that, and that some people have a harder time achieving that than other people, and that's okay. But in general, I didn't watch the movie and just think like, we can't watch that movie anymore.
Yeah.
But I also like, if one of my kids was very overweight, I would have a hard time watching that movie with them.
Yeah. I think it's the thing that is, like, Ben Stiller's character is very much the personification of diet culture, right? Yeah. He's not a person at all. He's like, he's breaking glass and walking over to prove how tough he is. And he says things like, you know, "Lunch has been canceled on account of lack of hustle." Like, he's clearly a fictional version of diet culture come to life, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it was healthy in the 90s the way that people approached things. And I think nowadays we kind of like, we switched from everything has to be fat free to now everything has to be carb free. And what really struck me is I went and looked up some statistics about it while I was watching it, because, you know, my heart was breaking for these poor children. I feel like a terrible person, but like, the parents just send their kid off to a camp to be dealt with, right? And statistically, the number one contributor to whether or not your child is going to face childhood obesity is what their parents are doing. So if their parents are embracing an active lifestyle, if their parents are modeling good eating habits, then the kid is not likely to have those problems. Similarly, if the parent is obsessed with weight, if the parent is telling them that their value is coming from their weight, like Ben Stiller's character is doing in this movie, then the kid is going to see, they're either going to go the other way and emotionally eat, or they're going to develop an eating disorder. So it really does, like, this is a comedy movie. For the love of pie, don't get too crazy about it. Like, plenty of people who are heavy thought it was funny, but just maybe it's a good way to look at it and be like, hey, we got to be good examples to our kids here.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to watch this movie with my kids in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be like, just so you know, this is why we go outside all the time. Also, I have to have intentional conversations with my boys, especially about calories, because if I'm going to try to like be in a calorie deficit and I'm measuring food and measuring protein and stuff, they're going to hear me and see me do it, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I'll find them being like, "How many calories are in this piece of cheese?" And I'm like, "You don't need to even think about that, dude."
Yeah.
That's for me right now in like my stage of life. Like, you're good. You need to just eat good food and and you know, when you're hungry, eat, etc. But
yeah. Well, like, I work out with a teenager, my high school teenager. She does online high school. We go to the gym together every single day, and people see us there and they're like, "Oh, it's so cute that you work out with your daughter." And I'm like, "Yeah, my daughter who bench presses like twice as much as I do. It's ridiculous."
Oh, wow.
We don't bench. We're girls. Those are for boys.
Oh, okay. We shoulder press.
we're more of a leg press girl situation. I mean, we do all of the things, but anyway, she can way outlift me in most things. But like I track macros and things like that, but I'm not trying to be in a calorie deficit. I'm trying to make sure that enough of my calories are coming from this type of food and this type right. of food. And so we have those conversations all the time that like, you can't cut out all the fat. Your brain functions on fat. You can't yep. cut out all the carbs or you won't be able to metabolize that protein into muscle. Yep. You have to have, if your kids have an understanding of how their bodies work, it's a great way to avoid all of these myriad things that go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But in the meantime, like she's 16, she's almost 16. She's not allowed to track macros. And I've told her that, like, I'm sorry. And she's like, how am I going to ever, you know, become a crazy bodybuilder with a Kim Kardashian butt? And I'm like, girl, you're not right now. Okay. Until you're to the point in your life where like you are happy with the way that you are and you are able to control, you know, your impulses to do crazy stuff. Like, I'm not saying that you just walked out of the building 2 minutes ago and said that you weren't going to eat for 3 days, but it is what you said. That is what just happened.
I did.
So you're not old enough to track macros either.
Yep. I'm punishing myself. Not enough protein yesterday.
That's not how we're doing this. Like, until you're beyond that mindset, you don't need to be tracking calories. Yep. You just need to be active. You need to understand how your different calories affect, yada, yada, yada. But as far as a movie is concerned, what do you think age-wise?
You know, yeah, I think I said like 9 and up just because mm-hmm. it's hard, I think, to like know. It's hard to have those conversations with kids who don't really understand at the age of like 5, 6, 7. So I said like 9 and up.
Yeah.
I think the language is not, they say ass a couple of times. Really there's like nothing else about it. I mean, they do kind of the food. They make it seem like a lot of the kids are addicted to food.
Yeah.
Which they were in the movie. Like they got really excited when they were eating chips and ice cream, and
yeah.
And chips and ice cream are 10 times better than vegetables.
Which is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say like 9 and up, and overwhelmingly, I didn't tweet it, but I did something similar to you. Like I looked up what other people think about it now, and it's so funny because a couple articles came out and they're like, they could never make this movie again today. But then almost overwhelmingly, everyone who I like read comments on whatever websites, they were like, oh, this is great. It's a great movie. I'm a heavy person. It's funny. I'm a thin person. It's funny. It was kind of fun, kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb kid humor. A lot of potty jokes. There is a lot of A word, a lot of like fart jokes. Like the same kind of stuff that you would see where sort of in Goonies, like the insults that they threw at each other were all very, you know, body shamey or whatever. But I think it's kind of funny when you think of Ben Stiller as being the personification of diet culture. Ben Stiller's character is hilarious. Ben Stiller's dad's character.
Yes.
What is his name? What is Ben Stiller's dad's name? I don't even remember. But Mr. Stiller. Fantastic.
Yep.
Hilarious and funny. And I liked it. And so I would say it's actually appropriate, you know, 7 and up. They would think it's funny.
See, look at us. We're close.
Very close. 7, 9.
That's close again.
Yeah. But this there is a little bit something in there to like do a little parenting. Yeah. There's a little bit of parenting in there.
100%.
Yeah.
Make sure if you have like any suggestions at all about things that you would like us to review, especially things from the 90s, which are a ton of fun.
He wants Homer to know how bound. Many 90s shirts I have. And let me tell you, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I have 0 90s shirts. I wish I had my old school Grant Hill Detroit Pistons jersey. That would be cool.
I have a friend named Allison who runs a shop called The Wild Bohemian. They sell lots of band t-shirts like this. Just check them out on Instagram.
There you go. Free promo. That's incredible.
I know. Well, I love them.
That's good. Please find us on Instagram. Go to isthisforkids.com. Check us out. We have a Patreon as well where you can get some extra bonus content. Some big announcements coming your way as well. Don't want to spoil anything. Mm-mm. But we appreciate y'all being on the journey with us.
Mm-mm. Yes. Hey, you know, there's just so much content out there for parents to wade through.
I'm Jonathan Beard-Blevins.
I'm Katie. Mrs. Ruby. Let us help you decide.
Is this for kids?